Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, the trash is brought to us by the Odyssey app, which we just talked about at length. Get it. It's free. You get the Odyssey app. You can listen to our show live. You can listen to the stream of the Secret Show every day at 10 o'clock. And then on Fridays, you can get all the Secret Shows as downloads, as podcasts. And our show's full podcast is on there, too, like just for the regular show.
Uh-huh.
That's right, honey. The Odyssey app. Get it. Go take a second. Try it out. Doctors love it. One out of one doctor surveyed.
Yes.
100%. Prefer it to other things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if they like it better than Google Docs.
Ah, huh?
Let's just say they prefer it.
Yeah.
To Google Docs. I'm going to Google Docs right now. I love Google. I didn't realize I'd be like this into Google, you know? Like ever since we started working from home, it's been, I'm like, this is the answer to everything.
Oh, I see.
Everything I've got, it's on every computer that I visit. If I visit a different computer, I'm like, hello, it's me. Oh, hey, here's your docs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, thanks, Google.
Here are all your bookmarks.
Yeah, everything. I don't have to look anything. I just got all my passwords. I'm like, oh, thanks. Thanks, Google. Thanks, Google. That's how the fancy people say it. It's like right up there with Tarjay, you know.
Is it?
It is. Okay. You obviously, you're not hip to that, I guess.
I'm not fancy enough for that, no.
We're going to start with Bob Saget. Yesterday, there was a lot of information over the last couple days. Surprise. I mean, it was an out-of-the-blue death. It seemed like he was too young. But heart attacks and strokes happen. They did an autopsy, and they hadn't said there was. I don't know how much information we got from the autopsy. I don't. You know, we're not in that world. The police are saying though they think it's a heart attack. I'm like, well, we should ask a doctor. Where's Deepak when you need him?
Walking his dog.
Yeah.
And listening
to us. Hi, Deepak.
Hey, D.
Hey, D. Is that what we call him, D?
Sure.
So it sounds like it may have been a heart attack or stroke. I think there's evidence of that if they autopsy you, and I don't know. Maybe they just don't feel that we don't need every scrap of information.
Well, it makes sense, and because what we know is that he'd just started a tour. He'd just been frothing over how things went that night. He said,
wife,
I had the best time and everything's great. I'm looking forward to the dates coming up. I hope you'll join. So he was very positive. That doesn't necessarily mean he didn't go back to his room and do hard drugs and overdose, but it doesn't point to it, you know?
There wasn't evidence of that.
And right, and then they say there was no evidence of foul play or drugs at the location. So yeah, you do start to think, okay, a medical emergency in the middle of the night when no one was there to help him or, you know, I don't know.
It's just tragic, but I think it's more tragic if it's not natural causes. I just always feel like, I don't know. Maybe,
well, sure. Someone dying alone in a hotel room. That's
super sad.
Yeah. I mean, Chris Cornell is one of the sadder stories. You go, oh my God, he had a wife and kids and everything to live for, and he's super talented, but clearly he had struggles and whatever those meds were. I don't know if the lawsuit's even gone to court yet. I know his wife was suing like either the doctor or the company that makes what he was taking.
Yeah, I don't know if that where went through that's or at. How that, I know that, that she's went. There's been a lot of Vicky, I think is her name.
Uh-huh.
And her there's been a lot of rumblings around there, but you know, till I see something concrete. He didn't asphyxiate himself.
But the thoughts of suicide are a side effect of one of the medicines he was taking. So I don't know enough about any of that. I'm not trying to take you off the story we're talking about. But it's one of those things where some medicines can have, you know, they'll say it. You'll hear it on the commercial. You might have suicidal thoughts if you take this.
Right.
You got to be careful. You got to, you know, stay in touch with your doctor, whatever. So, yeah, I think
his family,
though. How
funny that a specific thought would pop into your, you know, and that you would, like, for, as a side effect of something, you'd think that you'd be in there going, get out of here.
I don't know. I mean, you're messing around with your brain.
Chemistry, right.
Mm-hmm.
Law enforcement sources told TMZ that Bob Saget was found lying face up on his bed, left arm across his chest, and his right arm lying beside him. Apparently, having an arm on the chest is indicative of, but also it's indicative of laying down on a bed. Like, you might have an arm on the chest. Like, sure. I don't know that that's, there are supposedly classic positions when someone dies in a certain way. Mm-hmm. He had also recently battled COVID-19. Blood clots are possible complications from the virus. We've heard that actually in multiple cases. There is not going to be any kind of official diagnosis until the results of the toxicology tests come back. That could take 10 to 12 weeks. He's a superstar. Maybe they expedite that. But either way, it's, you know, they've autopsied him. And I just don't know if they didn't release. I would think that there's evidence of a heart attack if you had a heart attack. Evidence of a stroke if you had a stroke.
But, right.
You know, I'm not a doctor. We'll ask Deepak. Where's Deepak when you need him? Okay, cryptocurrency. It's a thing that I really know nothing about, and yet I have bought some recently. Because it seems so fashionable.
Yeah. Fashionable. I joined you in that trend and then found myself completely snapped.
Yeah. I am just
looking
away from
that. As in what Snap did to me. I bought it and then snapped. It tanked and then never came back for 4 or 5 years. And it appears that's where, you know, this Bitcoin thing's headed.
Yeah, I don't know where it's headed, and I stopped looking at the app. You know, I had heard, so this whole thing for me happened when Staples Center got renamed Crypto.com Arena.
Right.
And I thought, well, that is so legit. And then I looked at the crypto thing, and I'm like, oh, look, I can buy crypto on here.
So easy.
It's so easy. And they just paid kajillions of dollars to have their name all, like, this is going to legitimize it, and people are going to start buying it. And that's what I thought to myself. And look, that may very well be what's going to happen. Also, people are smart and know how to make money off of you. And there are a bunch of people, big name people, Kim Kardashian, Floyd Mayweather Jr., and several others in the story, who are being sued over cryptocurrency promotion. They call it a pump and dump.
Oh.
And that's, I'm not talking about your breast milk. I'm talking about Kim Kardashian and her almost 300 million followers, her going on there and saying, yeah, I'm buying this. And then as soon as all her followers buy it, she dumps it and has made a ton of money. Floyd Mayweather Jr., and actually, I'm actually bummed that he's involved in this story because I like to think of him as the guy with one bank account. Like,
right.
For a long time, every time Floyd Mayweather comes up, I can't help myself. This is a guy who just took all his money and put it in a savings account. So when he would, and he'd just leave his receipt in the ATM showing his balances so that the guy behind him could go, this guy's got $197 million in this account. Like, whatever the exact amount.
A Sports Illustrated writer that actually told the story that this guy keeps everything in what?
And if you had that kind of money, why risk it? Just leave it in the bank and get the interest on it. Take no chances on the stock market. Turns out Seems like he's speculating these days. So,
all right.
Kim Kardashian, Floyd Mayweather, a guy named Paul Pierce. I don't know.
He's a basketballer. He played okay. for the Celtics for a long time. In fact, he was part of the team that won a championship with Kevin Garnett and I can't think of Ray Allen.
They're among a number of celebrities, both large and small, being sued for allegedly leading investors into a cryptocurrency pump and dump scam. They're accused of making false and or misleading statements to investors about something called Ethereum Max, which I know I've heard of Ethereum. I've not heard of Ethereum Max. I don't know if they are related to each other, although it does seem like Ethereum is a it's one of the names you've heard of when it comes
yes.
to crypto.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if Ethereum Max is just trying to capitalize on that and somehow has got their name. It trades as EMAX. So Ethereum Max is a speculative digital token created by a mysterious group of cryptocurrency developers, according to the lawsuit. That's all. That's in quotes. It's mysterious. It says that the celebrity sold their millions of social media followers on this cryptocurrency. Like, it told them, buy it. Join. I think Kim Kardashian's quote. Let me actually get her quote. She said, join the Ethereum Max community with me. I'm in this community. Join with me. And then people did. And then she sold it. This is what they allege. So they're saying the deceptive narrative associated with the recent allegations is riddled with misinformation. This is according to the company spokesperson for EMAX. This was, it looks like between May 14th of 2021 and June 27th of 2021, they were doing this. None of these celebrities, people are responding, but it's just another layer of the way people can F you.
You know,
don't buy something because a celebrity tells you to.
I sit in, I have to say, probably the farthest back row of the Kardashian show as we all watch this right. phenomenon take over the world. I don't dislike her. They're fine. I've watched the show. I giggled because at that time, and this has been years since I've watched it, but when I looked at it just to know what they do, I was honestly shocked that she can't even spit out her own lines to her own show.
Right.
Like,
she's supposed to be acting out part of her life.
It's
but I
not
guess when you have
good.
To do it a few times. No, it's not good. I like you, have watched, I don't know, just like a little bit. Mostly she was like at a party and just kind of smiling. I'm like, what is there a point to this?
Well,
but apparently all there is a
all
point.
To finish the thought, all I can say is I'm shocked that she would be that flagrant with such a huge audience when she's already built a fortune. Why would you become a liar or a thief in a circumstance where you don't need to and you've got this brand that you've built that might carry you to your grave? Like, they've
right.
it didn't burn out. They've got more
no.
show. They still do shows. They still have, what is her following on Instagram? It's
278 million people.
Yeah, why would you do that?
You wouldn't. And I, you know, and I'm sure that that's the leg they'll stand on if it ever comes to a point where they have to defend themselves. But they will be able to say when she, although will they? I mean, so much of the thing about crypto is that it you're anonymous. Will
yeah.
they be able to prove that she did that? Pierce,
yeah, it's hard to say.
Who
money
you just
people
mentioned,
will find it if that's what it comes to. They'll figure it. They'll sort it out.
Mr. Pierce tweeted at ESPN. I don't need you. I got at Ethereum underscore Max. I made more money with this crypto in the past month than I did with y'all in a year. So I don't know. Did he get the boot from ESPN because that was his
sounds
way of promoting
like it.
This thing?
Doesn't it?
It certainly does. I don't know.
Wow.
So people are saying basically they don't know whether or not this particular token is a scam, but this pump and dump thing is a scam. When you tell someone buy it so that the price goes up so you can sell it, that doesn't say that the token's invalid. It just says that you're buying this thing and and you're going to lose money on it because I'm going to sell mine as soon as you do. So I don't know where this lawsuit will go, but just one more layer in the entire crypto what the F is happening over there situation.
Well, we also watched social media, and I don't know if it was Reddit or which one it was, but that GameStop thing was bad news for the stock market. If people can gather and shift stock like that, they got a problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, if that's the way it works and everyone has access now, you know, there are apps, 1,000 apps on your phone that let you trade stuff. And if you become part of a groupthink situation, you can change the course of something.
Yeah. They're trying to combat what they call whales, you know, the people who invest heavily. And so they form these huge groups on Reddit and kind of moved the market, which was pretty cool. But what happened was Robinhood shut down all transactions for GameStop during that. And so that kind of seemed criminal because, you know, certain people were stuck.
They didn't have access to trade the money the way mm-hmm. that they wanted to.
Right. It looks like Kim Kardashian did preface her post with not financial advice, but just wanted to share this info that I got. So maybe that.
Okay. That definitely clears her. Right. Yeah. She's amazing. Speaking of Kim, her boyfriend, Pete Davidson, ran into Martha Stewart at a rest at Nobu, because that's where that guy's eating. The other night, Kim was not there. They were, however, spotted later at a California outlet mall in Camarillo. And don't worry, they weren't shopping for clothes there. Kim gets all her clothes.
I was going to say the outlet mall, Kardashian. What?
There's a store there that sells like candied apples and chocolate covered bananas and stuff. So she and Pete and a couple of bodyguards go walking like I have to go get some caramel apples for my kids. They love them. So every time I come here, I go and get them. And he's all, well, I like bananas, so I'll take a chocolate-covered banana. And that's
well
what they
done.
Got, and they munched
Very
on
well
them.
Done.
Thank you.
Pete Davidson.
So anyway, that's what they were doing. Meanwhile, Kanye, who says, I still want you back, Kim. He and his new girlfriend, Julia Fox, went out for dinner with Antonio Brown, of all people.
What?
I just don't know anymore. I don't know. You know, last week there was like a whole steamy photo shoot between Ye and this this chick is from something called Uncut Gems. She's a 31-year-old. If you haven't seen her, she's a white chick. She's... In this
is Uncut, hold on, is Uncut Gems a TV show or a store or what is that?
Uncut Gems is, I believe that's the Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah, it is.
The Sandler movie, right?
Oh, okay. I started that. All right.
Her face does have kind of a familiar look to it. I don't know what else I might have seen her in.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
But yeah, Julia, I never finished it, but he got good reviews for that, actually.
He did. For Adam Sandler.
Which is rare, yeah. I mean, he doesn't get good reviews because he doesn't it appear to be trying.
So Julia Fox, whose name you know now because she's dating Ye, they went out to dinner. So a week ago or so, they did a whole photo shoot saying, we're together. Except it, Kim.
I don't recognize her at all, but okay. She's pretty.
Yeah, maybe she's like a store clerk in that. I don't know what her role is in Uncut Gems. They're saying she's a star in that.
All right.
So Monday night they went out together. They had dinner at Craig's in Los Angeles. Is Craig's a good place? I'm sure it is, right?
Never heard of it.
They had a date night in New York last week, and it looks like Antonio Brown showed up and had dinner with them. So, and why not? Why not? They're confirming that they're. I think they've only been together since New Year's Eve. I'm not.
Oh, all right.
I met Ye in Miami on New Year's Eve, and it was an instant connection. His energy is so fun to be around. He had me and my friends laughing, dancing, and smiling all night. We decided to keep the energy going, and we flew back to New York to see Slave Play. And now they've done a photo. I mean, has it even been 2 weeks? Has not even been 2 weeks. And they've done a photo shoot and declared their love for each other. Love bombing each other.
All right.
Congratulations, Ye, Julia Fox, and Antonio Brown for you know, being near the love.
I'm sure that it's easy to love Kanye until you're in a real relationship with him.
Oh, I'm sure he turns on the charm.
Yeah, I bet he's not only probably really charming, but he seems to have deep pockets too. So it'd probably be a fun date. Like, you don't find yourself going, can I also get...
Would it be all right?
Think
if
that
I
he's
also...
like, yeah, get whatever you order, whatever, whatever you want. Yeah,
eat to your heart's content.
Right.
There they are making out. Things are going well for them.
Good.
Is that?
And are they?
I think they're on the floor.
Are ups? Are they clothed 69ing?
Oh no, they're exactly. No, they're not 69. They're regular.
They're regular.
They're regular.
She's regular cowgirl, right. not a.
They're.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Huh. I don't know what I'm seeing there. All I know is it's a random poorly lit room with racks of clothes. Oh yeah, I see their legs are both going the same direction. I got it.
I'll tell you
okay.
what you're looking at. Two brand new people, probably as excited as it gets, right?
Yeah.
When you're brand new and you're on top of each other.
There's
that's
nothing
awesome.
More important than boning you right now.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's all part of their steamy photo shoot where they were like, look, we're boning.
And
I still want you.
Yeah, right. And nobody in that relationship has said that thing that puts a gray cloud over it.
Right.
You know the one, like, you know, Sarah, guys will bone anything.
Right.
Thanks.
Nobody has misspoken because their mouths have been too engaged with the kissing.
Right.
I haven't had to listen to you yet. Right. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, the Winter Olympics around the corner, and I have a story about that. Also, I'll try to clear up this note that's going around about a doctor from a Boston, Massachusetts hospital.
Oh.
But anyway, I'll get you all squared away right after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!